This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat denies possibility of rolling out big size budget for upcoming fiscal year. CPNUML concludes its central committee meeting issuing 16-point proposal. Spring 2023 Everest expedition begins and more than 500,000 people evacuated in Bangladesh and Myanmar due to Cyclone Moka. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has asserted that there is no possibility to roll out an extensive and big-sized budget for the upcoming fiscal year. At a program organized by the Center for Economic Development and Administration and the National Economic Concern Society, Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Dr. Mahat said due to limited resources, a big-sized budget was not possible. Minister Dr. Mahat also pledged to make sincere efforts to bring about good changes in the national economy during his tenure. He also assured that the government would emphasize efficiency in budget allocation and activeness for its implementation. The CPNUML Central Committee meeting has concluded issuing a 16-point proposal. The Central Committee meeting of the UML that began last Thursday at the party central office in Chasal of Lalitpur endorsed the political report and a 16-point proposal on contemporary issues presented by party chairman KP Sharma Oli. Concluding the meeting yesterday, UML Chairman Oli clarified that the party could not even think of reviewing the federalism. He shared that the issue of federalism was not discussed in the meeting. Deputy Chief of the UML's Publicity Department, Bisnu Rizal, said the party's annual work plan was prepared on the basis of the suggestions received from the party's grassroots campaign. The UML Central Committee meeting has also demanded a fair and impartial investigation into the fake Bhutanese refugee scam and tough action against the culprits. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal has said his party will not support if the government tried to intervene the ongoing investigation process on fake refugee scam. Addressing an event organized by the party's Valley and Alliance Special Province Committee in Kathmandu on Saturday, Chairman Nepal said that the government should be serious in the investigations, adding that this is an organized crime. Chairman Nepal said that everyone is equal before the law and the individuals in the high-ranking posts should not be spared. Likewise, he shared that the preparations are ongoing to unite friends communist parties with an aim to revive Communist Party of Nepal. The spring season expedition to Everest has begun from yesterday. As a part of expedition preparation, the icefall doctors have fixed the rope up to the Everest peak and the expedition started yesterday. A large number of mountaineers were at the fourth camp for a long time waiting for favorable weather. As the icefall doctors from Imagine Nepal trek and expedition completed the task of rope fixing, the climbers are expected to reach the summit by this morning. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Thanaraj Gurung said the government now is on a mission to maintain good governance in the country. Talking to media persons in Chitwan yesterday, Minister Gurung stated that the fake Bhutanese refugee scam was not a normal incident and anyone involved in the scam would be brought to justice. Meanwhile, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi urged the employees to implement good governance in the country. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Modi shared that establishing good governance and corruption control were the government's top priorities. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basneet has requested parents to administer regular vaccines to their children. In a video message released by Minister Basneet yesterday, the health minister urged the parents of the children who missed vaccination in the last vaccination drive to visit the nearest public health facility on Sunday, the 14th of May, for the vaccine. According to the health ministry, 20% of the children in Nepal missed the full course of the immunization and 4% of children were still deprived of immunization. The second International Buddhist Travel Mart 2023 has concluded in Lumbini by issuing a 7-point declaration. The declaration stressed the need for promoting and expanding connectivity through the Gautam Buddha International Airport and the Pokhara International Airport. The participants also stressed the expansion of the Buddha circuit. It also aims to prioritize international networking and activities relating to tourism and develop a common package that includes the promotion of Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, and the Buddha circuit. Representatives of various 28 travel and tour companies from Nepal, India, Malaysia, China, South Korea, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, and Sri Lanka took part in a 3-day mart. Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairman Ravi Lamichani has said his party will lend support to the government if it carries out activities in favour of people. At a program in Bhaktapur yesterday, Chairman Lamichani shared that the Rashtriya Swatantra Party would stand as an opposition supporting the government carrying out activities in favour of people. The government has decided to provide aid to earthquake victims for the construction of temporary houses. The government would provide 50,000 rupees to the earthquake victims since mid-May 2021. The 17th meeting of the Executive Committee for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management has decided to respond to the complaints that the quake victims have been living under tents. As per the decision, the government would provide the amount to 5,880 families in different districts into installments. A body of a tourism worker who had gone missing in Dhaulagiri Mountain has been recovered after 7 months. The body of 27-year-old Dev Lama of Lipa Rural Municipality 1 in Sindhu Palchok was recovered at French Pass located at an altitude of 5,000 meters and airlifted to Kathmandu yesterday. Lama, who had reached Dhaulagiri base camp with foreign tourists to Four Seasons Trekking Agency Kathmandu, had gone missing on the 6th of October. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. About 500,000 people are being evacuated to safe areas in southeastern Bangladesh and Myanmar ahead of Cyclone Mocha, which could be extremely dangerous. The BBC says Mocha is predicted to make landfall on Sunday with 170 kph winds and storm surges up to 3.6 meters. There are concerns the cyclone could hit the world's largest refugee camp, Cox Bazar, where close to 1 million people live in makeshift homes. Rains are already falling on the camp and the red warning flags have been raised. Cyclone Mocha could be the most powerful storm seen in Bangladesh in nearly 2 decades. Heavy fighting between warring parties has continued in the Sudanese capital Khartoum and all the cities ahead of the ceasefire talks on Sunday. According to BBC, residents say the Sudanese army has pounded civilian areas where the rapid support forces has occupied civilian properties. Clashes were reported in Khartoum neighboring Omdurman and Jenina in the Darfur region. War between the country's army and the RSF started near a month ago. Hundreds have been killed and nearly 200,000 have fled their homes for neighboring states. An estimated 700,000 have been displaced inside the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharat Mahata denies possibility of rolling out a big size budget for upcoming fiscal year. CPN-UML concludes its central committee meeting issuing 16-point proposal. Spring 2023's Everest expedition begins and more than a half million people evacuated in Bangladesh and Myanmar due to Cyclone Moka. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.